only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Jim Campbell, at BRT Trucking. That's Big Rig Talk. Today, I want to get into a little bit of trucker talk with regard to the industry and why some drivers are getting out of the industry, you know, with regard to either quitting their current company that they're with or quitting the industry altogether. Top 10 reasons why, starting with number 10, industry perception. A lot of people out there, when I see people, I'm talking about the general public, they either like truck drivers or they hate truck drivers. And why is that? Well, I think the people that like truck drivers are the individuals that are associated with the industry, meaning former drivers, family of drivers, people affiliated one way or another with the industry, you know, shippers, receivers, where they've been around drivers, you know, so they understand the lingo. They kind of understand what drivers go through on a daily basis. It's a tough grind, you know, the things that drivers put up with on a daily basis. So people that work around the drivers in the industry have a little bit more of an understanding. The individuals in the public that hate drivers are the individuals that, for one reason or another, see drivers as dirty scumbags, you know, dirty jeans, greasy hair, greasy long hair. They run me off the road. They cut in front of me, you know. Now, admittedly, some of this public perception is drivers' faults, because there are drivers out there that do cut people off. There are drivers out there that run around like bums. You know, that's not every driver. That's far and few in between. Every industry, every vocation, no matter who you're talking about, you know, in the Marine Corps, we used to call them shitbirds. You know, there's shitbirds in all walks of life, but you can't blame the whole industry, you know, for what a few shitbirds do. But number nine, lack of career advancement. A lot of drivers leave the company they're with or the industry in general because there's no career advancement. You know, where are they going to go? You know, from driving a truck, you can be elevated if you're good enough at your job, be elevated to be a company trainer, maybe make a few dollars extra doing that with the added responsibility, of course. Or you could possibly get a dedicated run, be promoted to, you know, having a prize dedicated run. Or if you so choose, maybe even take on a local run where you're home on a daily basis. You want to consider that a promotion. But outside of that, the only type of upward mobility with regard to advancement would be if a driver would park the truck and go to work in the office as a dispatcher, a broker, or maybe even as a safety director. But in most cases, that would be a little bit of a pay cut, you know, because office personnel don't make as much as what drivers do. So, number eight, equipment maintenance. That's a little bit of a biggie because a lot of your companies don't take care of their equipment and maintenance like they should. You know, they don't PM the tractors, PM the trailers. They tend to leave the tires on the trailers and trucks, you know, a lot longer than probably what they should. I mean, there's a fine line, but most of them, and I can understand trying to cut a corner here and cut a corner there to save a buck, and you got to stretch it out to try to save money here and there. But when it comes wintertime, and that, you know, and there's that tread's getting down, you know, replace the tires. You know, put them off the side, you know, just like you would on your own POV, personal vehicle. You know, put them in the shed, use those for summer tires. But a lot of your companies don't. And that down the line leads to accidents on the road come, you know, in the wintertime. Comes to, you know, by not properly PMing, you know, the equipment and taking care of it while it's back at the shop, It's going to lead to breakdowns while you're on the road. And who suffers? The driver, of course, because now he's saddled with downtime. And some of the companies pay that driver for downtime, but I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there that don't. They expect the driver to suck up the downtime. And who also suffers for it is not only the driver, but the company. Because now, if that company had serviced that equipment as they should have when it was back at their home base, at their home terminal, and PM'd it correctly and done what they needed to do, instead of now that equipment breaking down on the road, now you're going to have added cost, because it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more to have that truck or trailer serviced on the road, towed somewhere, parts, labor. It's going to be a hell of a lot more than what it would have been if you had just had it done back at your shop. I mean, you want to try to save a little bit of money by not having the proper staffing at your garage, not running that second shift, at your terminal to make sure that all the PM gets done. Hey, you're going to pay the piper one way or the other. You're either going to pay to have the extra mechanic work and do it right while it's back at your home terminal, or you're going to do it on the road, with breakdowns. And when that happens, now you got added cost once again with the equipment breaking down, added cost. But now you got pissed off drivers. That's another reason why drivers leave. Number seven, compensation. There's a reason why Walmart has 4,616 stores nationwide with a mixture of grocery and general merchandise. They employ roughly 14,000 drivers. They pay these drivers somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000 per year. Why do they pay them so well? Simple, retention. It's much easier keeping the good drivers, in the fold with you than it is trying to track down and hire, the new drivers that have to learn the ropes. It's a lot easier keeping the ones you have. And Walmart understands that. UPS is another one. Top pay for a UPS driver is $44 an hour. Same thing. UPS realizes the importance of having good drivers in the fold that they don't have to worry about. Driver retention is a big thing. Why more companies don't take that stand, I'll never know. It's much easier keeping the good drivers you have. And saving the cost of constant recruiting, administration cost. But that's one of the major reasons why. Money. Money. Lack of compensation. That's another reason why drivers leave. Number six, safety concerns. A lot of drivers leave, one company, going to another, or quit the industry because of safety concerns surrounding the equipment itself. Road conditions. You got a lot of drivers that aren't as experienced. You got a lot of drivers that, once again, just aren't that experienced. And they tighten up a little bit in the wintertime, with road conditions. They see an accident on the road, it kind of scares them. Safety got to be the top of the mind. Safety has to be forefront no matter what you do. And once again, a lot of drivers have concerns. Either the equipment's not being taken care of properly, or once again, road conditions, or the dumb shit that other drivers do on the road. Not only other truck drivers, it may cut them off or whatnot, or even the four-wheelers. But safety concerns is a major reason why drivers bounce from one job to another or leave the industry. Number five, regulatory and rule changes. I cannot understand why it seems like every time you turn around, there's another rule change or regulation change as it pertains to hours of service, or there's another DOT blitz Well, I guess I do understand why. It's all about the government, state, federal, you know, trying to keep that hand in drivers and companies' pockets, trying to, you know, separate them from their money. And on a different note, I can't understand why we have politicians making rules and regulations that truck drivers have to follow. And these politicians have never been inside a cab of a truck before. Look what we got going on in government right now. The Federal Department of Transportation Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, small town mayor from South Bend, Indiana. What does he know about trucking? What does he know about transportation? Never been in the transportation field before. But he goes from a small town mayor to be the Secretary of Transportation. I don't know. I know this much. There's been lately quite a few problems with the airline industry. You know, we just had a tire fall off, you know, in San Francisco off a departing jet. Came down, hit a car parked in the employee parking lot, bounced off, went through a fence, went into Hertz rent-a-car parking lot next door. Thank God nobody got hurt. You know, then not that long ago, there was a panel that came off of another plane. And then before that, a door flew off one of the jets. Now, these problems would have probably still occurred, whether it was Pete Buttigieg in office or somebody else. But the thing is, when you have an inexperienced Secretary of Transportation in office, he don't know how to handle these upcoming problems. You know? Same thing with the train. What's going on with the trains, with the derailments? You know, you got, once again, an inexperienced guy in office, Buttigieg. How does he know or to deal with the problem? He doesn't. He's inexperienced. Why he was put in that position, I'll never know. You know, I know this much. What the guy does know is how to ride a bicycle. That's what he does. Rides a bicycle around with a nice little helmet on. Okay. Number four. Reason why drivers leave the industry, leave the job, bounce around to a different job, is health concerns. Let's face it, sitting on your butt all day, holding the steering wheel, driving down the road for hours on end, and then grabbing a bite to eat and climbing into the bunk and sacking out just to get up and do it all over again is not healthy. And it's going to catch up with you down the line. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but down the line, if you truck long enough, it's going to get you in the form of health problems. More drivers need to understand the importance of eating healthy, you know, taking a park a little bit farther away and walk. You know what I mean? Get some exercise. Health concern is a big thing. Okay. Number three, physical and mental stress. Driving long hours, dealing with the traffic is not an easy thing to do. Then you mix that with weather concerns, tight schedules you got to meet. Leads to plenty of stress. Not everyone can take that pressure and be able to deal with it. Number two reason, isolation and loneliness. Day after day of driving up and down the road, listening to AM and FM radio or audio books or just grab ass and on CB with other drivers. After a while, that gets old. It gets old. You get lonely, you know, and it wears on you. You know, I can remember back when I was still driving. Yeah, I'd come home after being gone all. This is when I quit running California, started running regional. I got married, but gone all week, home on weekends, and I'd come home on a Friday night, and I'd talk my wife's head off. I wouldn't shut up, and she'd say, "Man, don't you ever shut up?" I said, "I don't get to talk to anybody other than on the radio, CB." I said, I don't get to see or talk to anybody. So, yeah, I'm trying to catch you up on current events, you know. But isolation, being out there alone, by yourself. I know you're not really alone because you got to see me talking to other people. And, yeah, you do get to interact with people at the shippers, receivers, and truck stops, of course. But it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. That wears on some people. The number one reason why drivers leave either the current company they're with or the industry in general is the long hours and the time away from home. Over-the-road drivers are often on the road for weeks at a time. Regional drivers generally are gone all week and home on weekends sometimes. That wears on you. You know, it creates problems on the home front. You know, the guys that are married with wives or girlfriends at home, and you're gone for a couple weeks at a time, you know, then you get mixed in with kids with that. You know, it creates problems, creates a lot of stress on a relationship. So a lot of times that's going to lead to a career change with a lot of drivers. Career change in that they're either going to bounce off being over the road driver and go local or go local. Or go regional, or just quit the industry and find something else. It's going to be more satisfying. It's going to allow them to be home more often and not ruin their home life. Understanding and addressing these factors has got to be paramount to trucking companies if they want to improve their driver retention and take care of their drivers better. So, any drivers out there feel a need to contact me with any questions or anything I can do to help you out, please don't forget to leave a message. Also, please don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
The only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.